near Lompoc, California, an 80-foot whale fossil was found in a diatomaceous earth quarry. It was oriented vertically, standing on its tail, passing through millions of years of strata. Supposedly, rock layers on the Earth take millions of years to slowly accumulate, and Noah's flood could not have been what put these layers here. Well, if you have a whale, basic common sense will tell you if it's connecting all of these layers, then all of these layers are the same age. Because otherwise, if you had part of the whale getting submerged in these lower layers as they were slowly forming, the top part of the whale would have completely rotted off. It would have been eaten by critters and scavengers. The entire whale was preserved from top to bottom. How does that happen? How does it stand vertically if these layers are supposedly millions of years of different time zones? Gravity would have pulled the whale down flat or on its back. It wouldn't be standing upright if millions of years of geological accumulation of layers was what caused this fossil to come into existence. We also find trees that go through all of these different layers that connect all of this supposed geologic time. And what it shows is that all of these layers were laid down at the same time. How is a tree going to stand in the ground with sediments slowly forming around it for millions of years? Now, an objection that I've heard to this is that these trees were covered by little local floods. But what they won't mention is that many of these trees are found upside down. Trees do not grow upside down, folks. What obviously happened was the tree was ripped out by a literal earthquake. It floated around in the water for some time and then flipped upside down after that it became waterlogged and it went into the silt. The sediment layers formed around it, and that's what makes the most logical sense when looking at these polystrata fossils. It's not that they were sitting there for millions of years of time, or that they got buried in local, small events. A tree is an organism just like any other biological organism in nature. It's all biodegradable material, and it will break down over time if not quickly protected. And those layers formed quickly around these trees and were thus able to protect the trees from decay and deterioration. Noah's flood is what caused all of these fossils to come into existence. If you're going to assume that rock layers take millions of years to accumulate, that Noah's flood isn't what placed the whale there, then you have to explain how you get a vertical whale fossil that connects millions of years of supposed geologic time. You have to explain that. The burden of proof is on an evolutionist and an atheist to explain why we find these fossils.